Many of you know this summer, we'll be taking a trip to the Holy Land. And when we go to visit Bethlehem, we will go to Manger Square. And there we'll pass by a Roman Catholic monastery with its three gates, and then enter into an Arminian monastery and notice its octagonal baptismal font. And from there, enter into a Greek Orthodox monastery in which the Grotto of the Nativity is found. There, under the altar, in the floor, in the chapel of the manger, is a big silver star. And we will get down on our hands and knees and crawl under the altar, straining our eyes to see in the shadows the place where the manger lies. Now, I look forward to seeing it in person. I've heard other people who've been there describe it. I've watched videos of it inside the chapel, and I've seen pictures of the place under the altar. But I want to see it. And I know that it might not actually be the place where Jesus was born. I know that it didn't become the traditional place of his birth until the second century, and that traditions often are wrong. And I know for sure there wasn't a great big silver star there the night that he was born. I also know that there wasn't likely an innkeeper there either. The word translated inn so long ago when we translated our English is not the Greek word that was used for places that sheltered strangers. That word is pandokeion. The word here is kataluma, the same word used to describe the upper room in which Jesus and his disciples ate their last meal together. Kataluma is used to describe the spare room or the upper room in a private house where travelers received hospitality and where no payment was expected. Kenneth Bailey, an expert on first century Palestinian culture, writes about the unlikelihood that Joseph went to an inn looking for a room. If Joseph did have some member of extended family resident in Bethlehem, he was honor-bound to seek them out. Now imagine, you go to your hometown and you don't look for your family. You're in trouble. And even if Joseph didn't have family or friends in Bethlehem, which is hard to imagine since it is his ancestral home, as a member of the famous House of David, he would still be welcomed by almost anyone in the village for the sake of David. And in his book, Jesus Through Middle Eastern Eyes, Bailey describes the common homes of first century Bethlehem. And I was interested in this because I really want to picture not just the big silver star, but what did this place where Jesus was born really look like? Bailey says most families lived in single-room homes with a lower compartment for the animals, not a full story below, but just lower for the animals to be brought in at night, and either a room at the back or a room on the roof for guests. The family living area would usually have mangers in it, hollows in the ground filled with hay, where the animals would feed. Now, other scholars point out that most of the homes in Bethlehem are in the front of caves, and again, that the animals came in for the night to be with the family. But regardless of the blueprint of the home, Jesus was born in a place that was common among animals and the natural place to lay the newborn is in the recess holding the hay. At the center of the family's living space and immediately part of their routine daily life. Reverend Ian Paul points out, for Luke, Jesus isn't pictured as over there somewhere, away from daily life, inviting us to visit once a year. Jesus is born in the heart of the home, asking whether we will make space for him too. Jesus is born into the chaos, into the crowded spaces, into the family gathered. He is truly born one of us. And placed, like other common babies, in the shadows of a manger. And there, his light shone. A light that casts out darkness and warms the coldest stone. A light that transforms shadows and lies. Thanks be to God. Amen.